More details, srnnews.com.
Did you know that you can earn your certified associate's, master's, and doctorate degree all online with Conservative Theological University? CTU degree programs are doctrinally sound, theologically conservative, and financially affordable. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today to enroll now. Leave your contact info for someone to reach out to you today. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will be glad you did. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking about an issue today that I believe we need to analyze, scrutinize, come to grips with, and make a determination on what needs to be done. We're talking about the fact, with the question as the issue, are Democrats Christians or even Americans? Now, let me just admit to you, a number of months back, we put that on our LED sign out front, asking the questions, are Democrats real Americans? You would have thought we'd shot the president. The fish wrapper downtown called the newspaper, and some of the media in our city got all upset, took pictures of it, put it on all of the social media accounts, and talked about how biased we were as a church, et cetera, et cetera. We're saying that people are going to hell. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, it lists about 10 different categories of people that will be on the no-fly list, as I call it. There won't be any I fly away, oh glory, but 10 different categories. And if a person is a sodomite, he's a homosexual, he will die and spend eternity in that place called hell unless he repents. That's what God said, not what I said. It's what God's Word says. And may I say to you, we're witnessing today a greater divide in our system of governance than I've seen in my lifetime. It's an impossibility to walk together. It's an impossibility to have a single goal, a single aim, a single ambition, and that is to preserve our constitutional republic and to honor God unless we have the same goals and ideas, and it's based on the scripture. In the Decision magazine, the February 2026 issue, Franklin Graham says, as political and spiritual fault lines widen across our nation, we must continue to stand on the unshakable truth of God's Word. I couldn't have said that better myself. We're witnessing the unfurling, the unfolding, the underpinning, the collapse of the foundation of America. And that foundation is based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And that foundation is being undermined. It's being absolutely unraveled. It's being eviscerated by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, those that call themselves Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, when you witness the State of the Union address and our president gives the right side of the aisle, from the speaker's viewpoint, the right side of the aisle being the Democratic Party, refusing to stand when they recognized the man, the pilot of the chopper that went in and extricated and pulled out Maduro out of Venezuela. According to what I heard and understand, about 200 rounds of ammunition went into his helicopter. It eviscerated his legs. He was standing with a walker in his foot. full uniform and was recognized. Anybody with any American blood in them would have stood and applauded and been gleeful and thankful that the man is alive, that God saved his life, that he was part of the move that helped us to carry out a flawless extrication and pulling out of the woodworks, if you will, Maduro out of Venezuela. They didn't stand. They can't stand, ladies and gentlemen. You can't take a group that stands for what the Democratic Party stands for when they're standing for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They're standing to push the Bible out of the classrooms and prayer out of the classrooms, flags out of the classrooms. Democratic stands for the illegals rather than for the moral, ethical Americans. Well, there's no freedom of speech, no exercise of the right to keep and bear arms as far as the left is concerned. Yes, I'm concerned when I see that. Yes, I believe that Americans should be concerned. Yes, I believe that Christians need to take that kind of stand. Let me remind you, lest you've forgotten, God created the home. God created the government. And God created the church, and in that order. No such thing as preaching or teaching politics from the pulpit. That is an absolute misnomer. It's a lie that's been perpetrated for about 60 or 70 years that causes Christians today to sit back and think somehow, some way, we ought not to be salt and light because that's politics. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be part and parcel. We have two citizenships as Christians. Our citizenship is here in America. Secondly, our citizenship is in heaven. And we need to make sure that we are citizens of both places, heaven and here on earth. And good citizenship means we're going to take a stand for truth. We're going to take a stand for what is morals and ethics and values in our great nation, and stand for the flag, and stand for Bible, and stand for prayer. And yet we're finding that being eviscerated on the left. I'm looking at a headline that says, state lawmakers push to destroy any parental rights in the LGBTQ war. Colorado's government, Jared Polis, by the way, if you don't know it, he's an open-in-your-face flaming sodomite, the governor of Colorado. This article reads, Colorado's governor, Jared Polis, long has lived and promoted the homosexual lifestyle. While he was a state education regulator, while he was in Congress in recent years as governor, under his tutelage, Democrat majorities in the state House and Senate repeatedly has pushed the often injurious alternative lifestyle agenda. With Polis leading, the state repeatedly has attacked the Christian faith, because we do not support the LGBTQ scheme, bringing cases against Christian bakers who refuse to violate his faith on the topic, against web designers, against preschoolers, against anyone that stands against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Now, lawmakers under Polis' leadership want to simply cancel any parental rights when the state wants their children to be transgendered. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I could speak on that for the rest of the week in relationship to what we see that the state is doing, and it's through the state leadership, it's through the school counselor, school principal, school leadership that's in the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic aisle, if you please, that wants to butcher healthy body parts of little boys and little girls with the idea that God made a mistake. God didn't create two genders. He created multiple genders, according to the lie that's being perpetrated there. And as a result of that, you have the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats on the left that somehow, some way feel that they can circumvent the parents and do that transgenderism behind the scenes. And now in the state of Colorado, they're passing laws to cut parents out, that the parents will have no say-so at all. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing good. I pray that you are.
Very good. I am very blessed, and thank you so much for the program today. And certainly, I had a chance to watch that speech by President Trump, and he said some very important things. And for those individuals that didn't respond, I thought it was a total shame to American society that we are now witnessing people whom we have elected to a public office that have dumbed themselves down to the truth. That's a dangerous position to be in when Proverbs 23 tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. Mm-hmm. When we stand on truthful principles, especially based upon the Word of God for what we know is the truth, and for what this country was built upon, then, Dr. Youngblood, we can come out of some of this stuff that we are facing right now in our world today.
Yes, when
we consider just a few months back, this same administration was telling people to stay home, and they would send them a paycheck if they didn't go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just a place where I thought we would never be. But again, this is a result of people who have dumbed themselves down to the truths of the Word of God.
Well, Dr. Davis, you're exactly right. And one of the things that goes in hand with that area of conversation, right now there's what's called the SAVE Act. It's been passed by the House and is ready for the Senate floor. Mitch McConnell, a Republican rhino, is refusing to let it be brought to the floor for discussion. The SAVE Act is the Voter ID Act. And I've just gone through, made myself a little list of things that you have to have. Listen, I believe that it's needful and necessary to have an identification and that you know that it is known that you're a citizen and that you have identification to show that you have a right to vote before you walk in that booth and pull the trigger on who you're voting for. For too long, we've had the election stolen in America, state level, local levels, and national levels, because of allowing that. Dr. Davis, I'm going to run this down and let you comment on it. If you have any brains at all, as I would call it, and if you want to drive, you've got to have ID. If you want to carry a weapon, you've got to have ID. If you want to get on an airplane, buy a ticket, and fly, you've got to have an ID. If you want to fly internationally, you've got to have a passport. If you want to buy alcoholic beverages, you've got to have an ID. You want to buy tobacco products, you've got to have ID. You want to buy pot products called marijuana, you've got to have an ID. If you want to open a bank account, you've got to have an ID. If you go into, listen, if you rent a hotel room, you've got to have an identification for security and for future payment when you leave. To be eligible to work, you've got to fill out that I-9 form, which you've got to have an ID to do so. To enter most government buildings, courthouses, etc., you've got to have an ID. If you want to cash a check, you've got to have an ID. Any legal transaction, financial or otherwise, you've got to have an ID. So my question is, and I know your answer will be, but I need our listeners to understand, why is it so difficult then to say just to vote, you are should not be required to have an ID? And that's the Marxist socialist on the left, the Democratic Party, that's screaming that. What is it about that that is so ironic and is not fitting for us to even think is palatable to embrace?
Well, just to sum it up in a few words, Dr. Youngblood, I think the president answered that when he tried to give them a reason why they can't win the elections. They have to insert other ideas to cheat in order to win. So this is basically what's still going on, and I'm hoping and praying that this new law will be passed where ID will be required, but they have gotten us so far away from the norms of society, and that's the only way that they can do it. If they want to win, they have to find other ways to cheat, and I think that's the answer.
Absolutely, and one of the things that is so ironic, so sad, so twisted of mind, is for the Democrats to say that, in essence, for those that are of different skin tonation, i.e. brown-skinned, black-skinned people, that if they are required to have an ID to vote, that they will be, their vote will be suppressed, they won't be able to vote. Do you know of any situation in that ethnic group of people that they would say, well, you know, I've got a driver's license, and I had to have an ID to do that, but I am certainly not able to get an ID to go vote? Is that true or false? Is that right or wrong?
Well, I have never seen that happen. I mean, I've been in various circles, especially here, you know, recently, and myself, when I went to uptown here just a few months back, to vote in the local elections, I had to have an ID. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when I went to renew my driver's license a few years back, they told me that the new licenses would be issued with a star at the, I think that's the top right-hand corner, and, right, and that denotes the fact that it's a legal form of identification. So if it's required for us here in the U.S., I mean, if you're going to be a citizen, then why would not it be required for everyone else? I mean, if you're going to live here, you got to abide by the rules of the land.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, brother.
Amen.
There's the mindset somehow, some way, that the illegals come in, they need to be sheltered and protected. They need to be provided for food, clothing, and shelter. They need to be given free everything and also allowed to vote. In fact, some will probably totally disagree with me, but many, many, many years ago, before it was changed constitutionally, you had to own property to be able to vote. You had to own property to be able to vote. Some say, well, that's wrong. But listen, what takes place across America, city after city after city, state after state, you have those that are transients, those that will come in, live here for 6 months, live there for 6 months, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or 2 or 3 years, and they will vote on laws for your city, for your state, that they do not have to abide by or live under as they are transitory and moving on. I think that there needs to be something done that will bring us back to the fundamental, foundational, rudimentary values of our nation and of our constitutional republic that requires something of a person if they're going to vote. So it's my prayer, Dr. Davis, that we would see God's hand moving and that this SAVE Act will pass. And it's my prayer that when it comes November for election, that the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots in America will recognize and recall what took place on the floor when President Trump was speaking with the giving his speech just a few days ago, where the Democrats were unwilling to stand for anything that would be called American. I am prayerful that God will intervene. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for you. Go ahead.
Well, let me say, Dr. Youngblood, Representative Omar, you know, she has a lot of guts. I mean, to stand up and, you know, say the thing that she said and shouting, you know, out the, you know, the insults. I think she realizes if she was in her own country doing that, her head would be cut off on national TV.
You're exactly right. And, no question.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know why she would come here and promote that, but for those that feel that way, you know, if they want those kind of things to be, you know, and if you're comfortable with that, why don't you go back to your own country and live like you want to live? I mean, we don't need it over here. We need the principle that was built.
That's right. Personally, I think they need to go back. They need to go back and look at the immigration forms that she filled out and find the lie where she claimed that her brother was her husband in order to get into America and get him here. I think they need to revoke her citizenship or her green card, whatever she holds. Send her back to Somalia. I find it amazing and sad that a person of that character, that caliber would come into our nation and come in as a poverty-stricken person that we were helping to bring her in after Mogadishu, I believe it was, and what took place there. We brought her in, and now she's worth somewhere between $35 and $50 million. Where did it come from? It came from fraud. You can't say that it came any other way. She didn't earn $35 to $50 million. It wasn't from the stock market. It wasn't from the piggy bank. It was something that's illegal, and it needs to be addressed on that basis. That would cut it out. But one of the things, Dr. Davis, and I'll touch on and let you go, is what's taking place on the left, on local, state, and including national government. I'm looking at a headline that says, trans lawmaker wants you to believe that porn sites are educational for queer kids. Democratic Minnesota State Representative Leah Fink claims during a Thursday hearing that pornography could be educational for queer children while arguing against a law requiring any verification of age to reach the website. The legislation, H.F. 1434, would require age verification for sites deeming harmful to minors, and this Democrat person is against that because it should be open for any kid because it's helpful for queers, according to that thinking. That's what we have in America today. That's the mindset that divides us as a nation. That's the mindset that I want to highlight and say it's an impossibility for that mindset to be considered American or Christian. So my closing question for you, Dr. Davis, is it possible when we see what the Democrats stand for and what they're doing to our nation, can we call them Christian or American? What are your opinions?
It's very much impossible. I mean, if anyone out there is a Christian and they were able to view that program the other night, I mean, President Trump didn't really state the fact that he wanted them to stand for Christian principles, which we know that's what this country was built upon. But he said the American way. I mean, if I can just put it, you know, in short terms, in short words, basically, you know, do you agree to stand to defend America, you know, for the people that, that live here. And no one stood up. So that's telling me, Dr. Youngblood, that they, we really have some individuals in places that have warped minds, and we need to vote them out of there.
Absolutely, brother, without any equivocation. It demands our prayer. It demands our concern. And the final thought, as I like to say each day, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Dr.
Amen.
Davis,
amen.
Thank you for your call, and God bless you today.
Thank you
so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at an article. In fact, it's a newsletter from Tim Wallman, American Family Association, says this: as we begin to celebrate America's 250th birthday this year, you and I have great reason to be concerned. You and I should be very concerned that our kids and our grandkids will not enjoy the God-given liberty that so many patriots died to give us today. It goes further in the article. Today, multiple large opinion surveys show that the last 10 years, the most important religious trend in America is that young adults have been leaving Bible-believing evangelism. In other words, the up-and-coming generations are de-Christianizing. We have been ravaged by decades of godless sexual revolution. We see a record number of children raised without fathers in the home, tax-funded schools promoting immorality and atheism, and the LGBTQ issues in schools. Immorality begets social and economic chaos and unrest. Politically, the chaos drives the people towards socialism and communism. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we see culminating today. We see the divisiveness. We see the socialism and communism on the rise. We see the Islamization of America on the rise. And it's because of the division in America. And again, I remind you in Matthew 12:25-26, Jesus says, a divided nation cannot stand. Didn't say it possibly could stand. Jesus said it cannot stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today what is taking place in America, where the Democrats are standing for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, pushing that in our schools, pushing DEI in our schools, pushing Islam in our schools today. Democrats stand for illegals rather than standing for American and constitutionalism. The Democrats still push for and embrace the trans barbaric surgeries and push this in our schools, and it's being codified in all states in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are morally, ethically standing for murder by way of abortion. Listen, if we didn't do anything else but talk about thou shalt not kill in the Ten Commandments, and you find if a Democrat is a Democrat and believes what Democrats believe in the Democratic Party, they believe in murder by way of abortion. In fact, several states have recently passed legislation and signed into law, including Gavin Newsom in California, that child can be born and the parent can decide to keep that child alive or kill that child 28 days after birth. Ladies and gentlemen, and you call that love? You call that morals and ethics and values? Ladies and gentlemen, it's unethical, unholy, ungodly, and it's called murder. And yet we have those that think that you can be a Democrat and call yourself a Christian. You need your head examined if you think that. It's an impossibility. I'm looking at another headline. Gaining steam, terror front groups accused of strong-arming U.S. schools into promoting Islam. Now, it's a very massive article. I'm going to read two brief paragraphs. Government watchdog documents emergency legislation by lawmakers to allow calendar changes. A government watchdog organization is warning that terror front groups and radical Muslim charity has strong-armed a massive school district in Maryland into installing promotion of Islam into the school schedule calendar. It goes on to say there's a special holiday that's being set up now to recognize Islam. The Council on American Islamic Relations, a radical Muslim charity, reared its ugly head, and Montgomery County Public School officials, as well as other legislators in the Old Line State, caved into the demands of recognizing the special holiday marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan on March the 20th. there are around 156,000 students in 211 campuses that now have bowed and embraced that in this legislative and this process in the school district. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be something done about it where this is taking place. This is the Maryland School District. It's happening in Texas where they're pushing to Islamicize the state of Texas. We're witnessing that right here in Jacksonville, Florida, where they're pushing for a eating place, pushing for a slaughterhouse for Islamic halal food, as they call it. We're finding, just as it took place in New York, where 11% of the city of New York became that were Islamic, now we have an Islamic jihadist, anti-American, anti-God mayor that just recently went into a listening to an imam that he's known for years. Headline reads, Mandami attends Friday sermon where the imam called for Islam to kill all infidels. You know who an infidel is in Islamic theology, if you want to call it theology, Islamic dogma? The infidel is every Christian and every Jew. The infidel is every non-Muslim. And yet we have that taking place today under the banner of being a Democrat, under the banner of the Democratic Party. And you think that you could call them Americans or call them Christian? It's an impossibility. Even in the state of Georgia, I'm looking at an article that says, Georgia City bans the residents from sharing religious messages outside of an abortion center. In Georgia, the city of Columbus won't allow a local resident to share a life-affirming message to women near the Columbus Women's Health Organization. And I could go on and on in the article, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that says, Mommy, I'm scared. He's going to come and eat me. The transgender teacher demands kids take part in his wolf-like fantasies. That's happening under the guise of education. That's happening under the guise of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. So go back to the fundamental thought for today. Are Democrats Christian or even Americans? I'm not talking about their citizenship document. They might say they're born in America. Are they really Americans? Are they really? Can they really say they are Christians if that's exactly what they're doing? Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to do so. They embrace murder by way of abortion. They believe God made a mistake, not just two genders, but multiple. They, speaking of the Democrats, believed in butchering body parts from little boys and little girls, and the demonic transgenderism that's still being pushed, even though the president signed executive order saying no, no, no. Now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, some physicians are coming to the forefront. And it's as a result of a psychologist and a physician being tried in the court of law and found $2 million fine. And now other doctors are coming out and say, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed that I ever took part in that, and I won't do it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line of what we've talked about today is we need, as a nation, we need to turn back to God. We need to invite Christ in our hearts and be salt and light that God's called us to be. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9.